To know that His Word is becoming a reality. There's no prevailing power in the revelation of the Word. What a stimulation it ought to produce when it begins to be made real on the inside. After the Word was made real to Moses, he became anointed. He stood in the presence of that burning bush and spoke to something that could speak back to him. Something that he had been taught all along through those years and even had attempted to try and bring it to pass. But in the presence of that pillar of fire, it became so real. It never was a day like that day for him. So it is here for us this hour. See the modern events being made clear, the vindicated prophecy spoken by a vindicated prophet. Make the things that we see take on a greater meaning as we look at them through the eyes of the anointed word for this hour. Father, we bow our hearts in your great presence with gratitude and thanksgiving for the light you have sent, dear God. Thinking of the words of the great Apostle Peter, he says, we do take earnest heed as to the light that shines in a dark place, speaking of a more sure word of prophecy. Until the day dawn and the day star rise in our hearts. There was no time for Lord for that great light that came in the form of the revelation of the Son of Man. For it is written that the light shone in darkness, but the darkness comprehended it not. But even as John says, we walk in the light as he's in the light. And the blood of his Son cleanses us from all sin, and we have fellowship one with the other. This is that which was from the beginning, which we have seen and heard and look upon and handle of the word of life. What great value they had put upon that light that came to them in the form of the Lord Jesus. Yet God, if we are living in the darkest of all ages, that light has been promised to come back. That same Son of Man was promised to reveal again. Yeah, God, you have sent that word and you have anointed it, you have confirmed it. It's no longer just a prophetic word, but a more sure word of prophecy. We thank you for it, Lord. To know as we walk in this great light, we would not have to stumble in the dark, but the light has come to show us where we are going. Even as the words have been penned and bridles step along the way we are trodden, the revealed word has shown us our place in the super race we are. We thank you for it. We pray today as that light keeps shining, will shine deep down in our hearts, Lord, to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The light of this great glorious gospel may be a treasure in every heart. Also, we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ that you have given unto us, treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Lord, while the whole world is groping in darkness, being deceived, you said, arise and shine, your light has come. For the glory of the Lord is risen upon you, and it shall be seen upon you. The gross darkness upon the earth and upon its peoples. And so, Lord God, the whole world being given a strong delusion to believe the lie. Those unclean spirits come out of the mouth of that false prophet, deceiving them, Lord. But we thank you for those seven thunders that came from the mouth of a true prophet. Hallelujah. Lord, to take away all amnesia, to take away all darkness, to make us know as you were known. He says, in that day you will know as I was in the Father, and the Father in you. In me, so I in you, and you in me. May these things, Lord, be made so real in our hearts that will produce such a rapture in faith, cause a rapture in grace to fill every heart, to know, dear God, that we are not children of the night, we are not children of darkness, we are children of light. May we redeem the time, may we capitalize upon the opportunities that you've given unto us. For it becometh unto us to fulfill all righteousness. This, Lord, should be our meat to do the will of him that sent us and to finish his great work. May as your Holy Spirit will deal with us today in your presence. Father, may we come to know without uncertainty that it is you in us, Lord, fulfilling your own word that you left for this time. Bless each and every one. Draw us into this great fellowship. The fellowship of this great mystery, Lord. And each and every one be partakers of this heavenly blessing. If there be strangers and visitors within our gates, Lord, and that ecclesiastical veil might still be upon some. The darkness of this world, dear God, may the light shine into their hearts. They can see Jesus and his program. They can see these great things, dear God. The light is now shining upon. For your word says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify of these things in the churches. Seal none of these things, because the time is at hand. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let him that is athirst come. Oh God, may they come and drink freely of the river of the water of life today. This dry and thirsty land, Father. Grant we ask. We commit ourselves in the service of your hands. May just by the hearing of the word, as faith will rise in the hearts of your children, we bring those that are in need, Father, to that spot, whether the sick, the afflicted, the weary, oh God, whatever needs that there might be in the midst of your people. Bring him to this great almighty God who is present, that he might minister to every need, Father. When we leave this place, we can leave rejoicing, thanking you for this great grace and mercy. We believe you, Father. We confess this faith in your great presence, acknowledging that you are all sufficient, able to do the exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. May you get glory of this service and your great mighty name, for we ask it in Jesus' wonderful and precious name and for your sake. Amen. Lord, Richard, bless you. I want to welcome everyone in his house and says we appreciate the opportunity to be here in his presence. I'd like to invite your attention before you receive the book of Daniel we have been reading. We'd like to turn back to chapter 7. We will take in chapter 2 and 7, but let's take from chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7. I want to remind you that we are having services this coming week.
special meetings. We have no service on Wednesday, no service on Wednesday night. We have our service Thursday, and right on Friday, Saturday, we hope to have a prayer for the sick. And Sunday morning and Sunday evening, and Sunday evening, like at the Lord's Supper. And the saints from Princeton and Cedars will be here, and I certainly would appreciate all we can do. Try to help out and make it easy in whatever way we can. We're not making no special arrangements. Just leave it to you, and the Lord lead you and move in your heart, and we can all do it for the glory of God and for the service of God, that we might be able to benefit in these days we're going to come. Especially I'm looking for the deacons, the trustees, to make an extra effort and we'll try to be here on time, so we can start on time. And so knowing we're going to come consecutive days, we don't run over time, we could utilize the time as best as we could, and all the provisions will be necessary for order and to keep everything where the services to be conducted in a very spiritual atmosphere. It would be of great benefit to the church. Amen. We don't believe we're not just coming for just a great time, just you know, flash it ourselves and so on. We're coming to get into the presence of God to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church in this time to help us. So may it be a time of prayer and consecration. We all know our own individual lives to find a place we can walk a little closer with the Lord. And those things that you might know that you are needy of and lacking, that you can believe God and expect to receive from Him, and can really find His favor and have His attention, amen, over these next few days. We believe a lot is happening, and we are trying just to look at some in the Word here, and we trust that God will help us today. Daniel chapter 7, we look at verse 1.
In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head upon his bed. Then he wrote the dream and told the sum of the matters. Daniel spoke and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven. We know who is the prince of the power of the earth. Drove upon the great sea. That was the Mediterranean Sea, where those nations are. And four great beasts came up from the sea, divers one from another. They didn't all come up together at the same time, but they came in succession. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till its wings were plucked. And it was lifted up from the earth and made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. Behold, another beast, a second. If you try to read it, try to catch the details, try to get a picture in your mind, because if God chooses to reveal Himself and His word in that form to Daniel, then is important. If God had it sealed up here and holds the mystery of this earth, is important. And it becomes part of the Bible, so it's important. Heaven will pass away, the world will pass away. And the one who benefits is the one who wants to know what God's word says. The ones who don't know and remain in ignorance is the one who don't pay attention to the word. So try to grasp it. Try to get it in your mind. Try to store it. Retain God in your knowledge. Make it real to you. And behold, another beast. His second like a bear. And it raised up itself on one side. And it had three ribs in the mouth of it, between its teeth. And they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. After this, I beheld another like a leopard, which had upon its back four wings of a fowl. The beast also had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. And after this, that third beast, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, and strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. Notice, first the other one was like a lion, one was like a bear, one was like a leopard, but for this beast, it didn't give no description of the beast. It just sort of tell you it was exceedingly strong, it was dreadful, it was terrible. Because this is a monster. It's not a normal beast that you could find something in nature to compare with. It had iron teeth. It devoured and broke in pieces and stamped the residue with its feet and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns. And I considered the horns. And behold, there came up among them another little horn, before which there were three of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. Let's jump down to verse 17. These great beasts, which are four, are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. The saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and its nails of brass, which devoured, broke in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. And of the 10 horns that were in its head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spoke very great things, whose look was more stout than its fellows. I beheld and the same horn made war with the saints and prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came and the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. We are not living in the days of the first kingdom. We are not living in the days of the second kingdom. We are not living in the days of the third kingdom. We are living in the days of the fourth kingdom. So there is something about this kingdom that is in the earth now, has been in the earth many years, that is going to devour the whole earth. It's diverse. It's going to make war with the saints. It's going to prevail against them. Think of it. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings, and he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change the times and the laws, and they shall be given into his hand. Notice, it shall be given into his hand. By permission, he's going to have that authority. He'll be able to accomplish his purpose. Until a time and times and the dividing of time. And let's go to Revelation chapter 15. Can you look in the earth today and see that beast? See what he's doing. See how he's moving to change times and laws and setting up these things, he could weigh out the saints. He's devouring the whole earth right now. When you live, does the world influence you? Or when you look in the world, you don't see no beast. peace in the Bible represents power. It's the kingdom. Revelation 13 is John now. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns. Now what's Daniel vision the beast and what John vision the beast here now? John don't even mention the first three there, but he's looking at this same fourth beast and he's even given more details in his vision. Having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns, ten crowns, and upon his head, heads, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. Those were his first three beasts that Daniel saw. A lion, a bear, and a leopard. That had come up before this fourth beast. And Daniel and John is seeing this fourth beast. It has all the characteristics of the first three previous beasts. It's like a combination of these beasts all in one. Because this kingdom broke up the other kingdoms and was absorbed into this kingdom. It has all the characteristics of the previous kingdoms in itself. It means when you look at the earth, when you look at this power, do you see the characteristics of this power that makes it such an unusual power? Because that's the only way you can identify the power in the earth. If you don't see it, then it means that you're looking at the world, but you're looking at it through human eyes, not through revelation. They wasn't looking at this like natural men. They were given revelation by the Spirit. And they didn't live in this age. We are living in this age. Watch. And I saw one of their heads as though it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. All the world, not some of the world, all the world wondered after this beast. And they worshipped the dragon. See, the dragon had given him his power, his throne, and great authority. And he says, all the world wandered after the beast, and they worshipped the dragon, who gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? In admiration, in wonder. It's so great. You hear people go in the streets on a battle, Trinidad? Bartok, everything is a Bartok in Trinidad. Why? That beast up there seems so more glorious than this beast down here. It's like this beast is a pot hung and that's a Rottweiler. So, see? And they glorify. Well, so this world in this age is going to wonder after this beast. And they start to compare. Who is like it? But this thing, a boy? See? But remember, it's because of the blindness, they admire it. Because they don't know it. Who is able to make war with him? You wait until the ancient of days. And fire began to proceed out of his mouth. And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy. Now 42 months is 3.5 years. Then earlier in Daniel, he says, you're going to think to change laws until time and time and a half a time. It's 3.5 years. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. So first, a mouth is given to him. Power is given to him. It's given to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. All that's given to him. And power was given unto him, was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell on the earth shall worship him. Verse 3 tells us all the world wondered after him. Verse 8 is telling us all that dwell on the earth shall worship him. Don't listen to the majority. It tells you right here. Don't listen to the majority. It tells you right there. You don't know what they're talking about. Cross darkness upon the earth and all its people. But you arise and shine. Your light is come. And why, what's why they worship him now? Whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an heir this morning, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. Is your end going to be? You captive and take them all and conquer them, he too shall go into captivity. An angel is going to bind him with a chain and put him in that pit. He that killed with a sword must be killed with a sword. Revelation 19 says, sword smote his mouth and he slew them with it. Is that right? Yeah, it's the patience and the faith of the saints. Let us pray. Almighty God, we realize we are living in the very hour when these things are all around us. Yet, dear God, we see people entangled in the affairs of this life, influenced and captivated under the power of this beast that we are reading about, speaking in glowing terms of admiration, even like the very people of the world, a sign of the deception and the darkness that have overtaken them. But where the light has shone, Father, and where the eyes of the understanding have been enlightened, Lord, your children look up and know that the redemption is right now. And the crowd, even so, come, Lord Jesus. I pray today that you will take this word and put it deep down in our hearts that will help us in the days to come. Grant it, we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless me, have a seat. You know, you read scriptures like this and the book of Revelation, you think about it, it's a book of prophecy. Never understood the seven church ages. Why would God give a book after 2,000 years? It seems that nobody could understand it. People just cast it aside. Yet it was the last will and testament of Jesus Christ. He came personally. The book is termed by many to be the revelation of St. John, which we know it was not so. The Bible tells us it is the revelation of Jesus Christ. The word revelation comes from the Greek word apocalypse. That means the unveiling. It's unveiling. It was something that is sealed up in symbols. It's sealed up in the form of revelation. Think of it. Sealed up in the form of mystery. Mysterious. This beast that is like a leopard, like a lion, like a bear. Have iron teeth and brass nails. Coming out of the sea with seven heads and 10 horns and 10 crowns upon it that the whole world is wondering after. What is it? You look out in the world for maybe an image like you read here, you wouldn't see it. But yet sure can be that power is there with all its characteristic. And it's going to take the Holy Spirit to reveal it and make it plain that we can look in the earth and see. It says it's going to deceive the whole world. The whole world will wonder after it, even to worship it, even to admire it and adore it. Who is like unto the beast? It will seem so powerful in the eyes. Who is able to make war with it? That people would pledge their allegiance to the beast and take a stand with the beast and be proud of the mark and the name and the number. Amen. And all these things. And yet there'll be a people who will stand and have their blood shed if needs be, rather than become part of that system. A people who will feel the oppressing power in the last days when it's given to them to change times and laws and wake up the saints and make war, and they'll wear them out, press them out until they're all pressed out. And when they move in for the kill, and that bride leap over a wall and jump over a troop, and realize they didn't get them, then they're going to rant and rave and tear and devour and begin to kill left and right everything that is not part of it. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Amen. So it's a great time. How we ought to be in this hour watching and really being prepared for what is coming, when, especially when we are told in such forceful, such powerful words that these things are coming. I want to speak for the title this morning, Beholding the Beast That Was and Is Not and Yet Is. Beholding the Beast That Was and Is Not and Yet Is. And I'm just continuing on the little series we started there on the revival of the Roman Empire. I'm showing you that if you are not called by this message, you live in the empire. The spirit of the empire is upon you. Amen. You are intoxicated with the wine of fornication in the cup of this empire is serving out to all its subjects, all its delegates. But we have another wine. Amen. A wine that brings stimulation and revelation. Like David said, my cup runneth over. He had something too. Amen. God is giving something in this day. Glory. He kept the best wine for last. Amen. And there's another wine out there that they are drunken with. And so we realize that it's a tremendous time because we are trying to stay under the prophetic utterance of the Word. This message, this Bible, is a book of prophecy. The Bible is not a history book. The entire Bible was written for the last days. Though it was good for every age, yet it was sealed with seven seals, and its message that it contained or was sealed up could not be completely uttered until the breaking of those seals. And those seals was promised to be broken in this day, in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, Revelation 10, 7, when he personally pronounced singular masculine one man shall begin to sound, the mystery will be finished. In the summoning of a man that God will raise up in the last days, a prophet. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. The same God who told Daniel, seal up these things, Daniel. He's for the time of the end. Amen. That same God remembering his word. That same God making provision for his people who will be trapped here in this darkness, having that prophet come. Amen. Has come back. He knew he told Daniel, seal these things up. He come back in his day. And no wonder that prophet took, he said, like something fell in my hand. I ripped the top off that thing. Amen. Like never shone on these things. But this is the hour when these things shall be made known to the church, that we will not be left without understanding. Amen. The hidden secret things of the Bible. This great secret that God's going to put in the heart of the bride. If he didn't do it, the elect would have been deceived. Amen. With the rest of the world. Amen. But the elect was to receive that revelation in the last days. My sheep will hear my voice. It's a great battle. It's a great contest. It's a great pressure in the earth today. People running to and fro. A famine will come. Not for bread or water, but also for the hearing of the true word. That's why I see people don't know what they believe. They're going to the denomination. They live like the world. They struggle, they're confused. Their mind blown. So much voices. Who is right? Everybody contradicting the other person. One Bible. So much interpretations. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sing, the mystery of God shall be finished. Jesus promising, as it was in the day of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man, when God raised up a prophet, one man, that the word of God came to, that called a people out and separated them, and God had prepared a place of safety. Everyone outside that place of safety died under the fierce, angry, the wrath of an angry God. Is that right? Glory. Like in the days of Egypt, when God raised up a prophet Moses, everyone who was outside that place of safety died under the fierce judgment of God. But those who was under the blood, amen. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Like in the days of Abraham, when God came down and he's going to burn that world with fire, those Gentile cities there, a type of the Gentile world today, at the end of the Gentile dispensation. Glory! When the gospel is getting ready to go back to Israel. Watch this great God. Watch this awesome God. Hallelujah! Handing among his people to make his word plain. Oh, how the church in this hour ought to wake up and recognize the day of visitation. Recognize God in Morphe. Amen. God and his people. Let us see God. Hallelujah! The voice of many waters. Falling out in judgment. Crying out to save the people that are going to the cataracts. Amen. Calling them. Amen. When the ancient of days, that white wig one, when it comes in the last days to judge the quick and the dead. When the whole world is falling apart. Amen. When the whole world is being pressured into the mark of the beast, into the organization system. Amen. To the World Council of Churches. When church and state is coming together again. An elected group of people, amen. But as to receive the eyes anointed, he said, come and bow me eyes, salve that you will see. A silent beast, amen. Your eyes will be so anointed, you will see this beast that is like a leopard. You will see this beast that is like a bear and a lion, amen. With iron teeth, you will see it. No matter if you see it in the whole world, the darkness cover them, but the light will come to take you out, amen. You will follow that light into the darkness. You will not be confused. Amen. Hallelujah. That was promised. That is not to come. That has come. There's a people, amen, a great gathering time. Amen. Wait until those seven thunders utter voices. It will gather the bride together. The same way God rushed Israel from all nations. While the nation's going on building the nation, getting the nation bigger, getting the nation stronger. Them Jews, something was moving upon them. Them Jews was heading back. Amen! But while the organization getting stronger and stronger, there's elected people who was inside them denomination. Hallelujah! Something was telling them, I can't stay here. This is the walls of Babylon. Something is wrong. I need to go back to the apostolic faith. I want to go back to old time religion. I want to go back to reality. The heart of the gospel. The kind that will make you stop your lying. The kind that will save you when you're dying. The kind that stop the devil flying. Amen. I don't want this modern Hollywood gospel. I don't want this modern church. Amen. I want the reality that let me know I'm saved. Amen. Not trying to be saved and hope I'm saved and I don't know yet and leave me confused. That let me see my name in the book. So that I'm part of the word for this age. Glory be to God. It's happening. Taking place. They may rush Israel back in the homeland. Almost 2,000 years out of that land. Same way those seven cities open up to pull a bride of the organization. At one time, there was no body, but this is a prophet blasting seven seals. Amen. Hallelujah! A message going forth. A man fearless thundering out. And then all of a sudden, they begin to wake up. Like when Jesus stood in that cemetery that day and said, Lazarus, come forth! But if he had said come forth, every dead would have come forth. But the only one that Lazarus said, Lazarus! He'd been called the name of the one who had come out of that tomb and come there in his presence. Hallelujah. And that's why you are here. That's why you don't have the Baptist robe and the Methodist robe and the Pentecostal robe, the old Jehovah's Witness robe and Catholic robe no more. God take that grave clothes off of you, amen. Hallelujah. He give you a white robe of his revealed truth of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Glory. Get you ready to go out. Amen. It's a great time. You know, now it's a time of judgment. People look at it every day. They stare in the face. But the blindness is so strong. They don't know what to do. And their senses are so dull, they don't even appear when they see the judgment. You know, right now, since a couple of years ago, meteorologists, weather prophets, begin to see how the weather patterns have changed. All the great ecologists pulling in the resources and the information begin to come up with reasons why all this has changed. Winds, places have nice, calm winds, serene winds, refreshing breezes, now have devastating tornadoes. See? All kind of strange weather coming. Like we hear recently here, I was away when it happened, but I was told when I came back, it even had some hailstones falling. Amen. Being reported. And he's right in this island, tropical place. Things, everything is changing. Why? Because that sixth seal, the tribulation, the judgment, the great international signs that them prophets will do pertains to nature. Pertains to nature. Pertains to the environment. When the sun refused to shine, when the stars will fall from heaven, when the water turned to blood. Amen! When it shut the heaven and rain and these things. Signs in nature. That's the sixth seal. That's the judgment seal. That's the wrath of God belching forth. Amen. And here is in the making. It's already in the making. The whole place, thing have eroded to such a place where the only thing to save the planet is the coming of Jesus Christ. And they begin to put all to the Caribbean here. Things in place, systems in place. For years, they never had no relief program. Earthquake hit this place, they have nothing to help nobody. Hurricane hit this place, they have nothing in place to help nobody. It was so undeveloped. Even according to civilized standards, to evacuate people, take them to relief places, be able to feed them, clothe them, whatever, know how to teach them about the type of weather patterns that have changed in the region. And they say, all the insurance places, you know, they begin to get so fearful, get so fragile, because the insurance gets higher now. Once you live in a zone where body could have this type of catastrophe. Why? Because we're in the hurricane belt. We're in the hurricane region. That's when they had Rudolph Gilbert, some years ago, one day in Jamaica, put the country back 10 years. The damage was $10 billion. One day. So this year they had about three for the season already. Fran and Hortense and some other one, and the type of devastation. I think it was Fran, they said, the damage is about $2 billion. That was a small one. This other one is still fierce. And so these people track these things. They try to see where it originates. They try to see where it begins to develop its strength. They try to see the channels. They track it by satellite. They have an eye up in the sky. They photograph it. And you see the eye of the storm. And that eye of the storm is where the demon himself. That didn't photograph it. The supernatural power. Like when Satan got in the winds and wanted to destroy the disciples and the creator of the winds stood and said, "Peace be still. Peace be." Talk to the water like and the wind like a little puppy, two little dogs he have. I'll get his front porch. That's his behaving. And his son said, "Behave yourself, boys. Live on quiet here. I'm trying to rest inside of here." Amen. And all the winds and the waves cease. And the marvel! How come it don't bam like that? He was the master of the sea. He was the master of the wind. Hallelujah! But it was peaceful before the devil got into it. And you watch a man, when the devil was in the winds that time, but the devil was in Legion, the Son of God. He was tearing up everything, busting up everything, the turmoil of the city, the time for change, had him in the seminary. See? cemetery. But the same thing. Amen. And then he went out there, and you know what was happening? What was taking place there? But the people was afraid of this man. And from the time his master came, he saw the boy, oh my, all top in a neurotic condition, obscene language coming out the mouth, lust in the eyes, all kind of evil thoughts in the head, all kind of passion in the flesh. You know about demon power. You feel that way sometimes? Amen. You didn't. He said, you take off when you see Jesus coming. I come and said, no. He said, remember my things. I go up in his presence. Amen. When I come in the presence of the Lord, hallelujah. No matter the devil's trying to hold him back, he bulldozes his way. He's pulling up the amen. But them devils are screaming, Jesus, the Holy One, they're going to torment them before time. See? Whether it's in the wind, whether it's in the mind, whether it's in the water, when he comes, the tempest power is broken. Hallelujah! Amen! Believe him this morning! Glory! He still does the same. He can take that neurotic condition and bring a peace that passes all understanding. He can bring all that worry and all the things that produce the worry, all the storms in your life, all the troubled waters in your soul, amen. But all the catastrophes you are wrong about you, just call him on the scene this morning. And watch and see if he's not the same. Amen. He just loves the challenge. He just loves to prove to his children he can master all circumstances, that the God they serve is the true God. Amen. Glory. So they monitor the activity of these storms in the sky. And they follow them. And then they begin to bring the bulletin telling you, storm is coming. Powerful storm. And they begin to track it and tell you the route is coming. Place is most likely to be hit. After they cover so much miles, how the power is being intensified and becoming more and more fearsome. With the kind of destruction it leaves in its path. The places where it passed through. What happened to those people? Amen. And that is what the word of prophets do. The weather men. You ever seen the big charts? And they'll tell you the winds over here, so and so. And they tell you here. Long road is to give you a local weather. Now they're giving you global weather patterns. They show the whole weather system. They expect this down here. And why that's important? Because all them tremendous big steamers don't want to go to sea. They better not leave that port. Keep the anchor inside of you. Gotta find a harbor on. Get down inside of you. Amen. All them planes are gonna fly certain places. They better keep at a certain altitude before they get in the current that they can't handle. You get me? I don't all be in that next world, you know. How come are you flying your flight path? Amen. Hallelujah. The kind of weather patterns are going to bring you down sometimes. Amen. All them storms are going to destroy your life sometimes. You have to know your flight route in the world. How to fly. What area to stay out of. Now is not a good time for pleasure. Now is not a good time for this. It's not a time for all of the odds and money and raiment. It's not a time for you to know, sir, what's your flight path where you're going. Hallelujah. That's the way it is. You believe that? That's the way it is. So they watch this. I'm using this as a natural type for Daniel. I'm trying to show you a picture here. That storm is a power. That hurricane is a power. But that power has an intent. That power has destruction in itself. That power is not coming to bring a blessing. It's coming to bring destruction. See? And that power, before it arrives to you, it is being zeroed in by a word of prophet. That satellite work in heavenly places, designed to find them storms, designed to uncover the root
and the intent, designed to expose the intent. Amen. Designed to tell you everything you need to know about them so you can prepare and be saved. Well, we had one in this day that preached the coming storms of judgment. Hallelujah. And he tell about how you need to be warned before them storms come. Because they come and find you unprepared. How many lives are lost through lack of preparation after they have been warned? Is that right? Glory. Did Jesus talk about the wise man who dig deep until he find a rock? Did he talk about a man who built his house on the rock? Did he talk about a man who built his house in the sand? And then he tell about the storms that was coming. And when the storms came, the man who built the house and sand, he lost everything. Why? He felt secure all the time going along until that storm came. Then he realized, you don't ever build like that and expect to stand that storm. And don't think, well, no man, don't you have a kind of storm? I read some books. Yeah, outdated books. Books. That might be certain Columbus time. When they destroyed the ozone layer yet. When the greenhouse effect didn't start yet. When they have this kind of civilization here on the earth. When they cut all the forests and everything else. Is that right? So, sometimes people have to look at the outdated information. Oh yeah, I remember, you know, I read a book there about Luther, and Luther said so. Yeah, about 1500, about 400 or 500 years ago. That might be good for Luther time, but not now. That's the horse and buggy time, this is astronaut time. Amen. Hallelujah. You need to fly a little higher than that. Glory. So they track these storms, like the word track the storms that come in time. God sees it, like in the book of Revelation. He says, now there's a red horse going to ride. You better be ready. I'm going to send some preparation. I'm going to raise a messenger. I'm going to raise a man to release an anointing of the ox to deal with that pressure when it comes. Let me tell you, God see the flight path you have right now. God see the kind of storms that are going to come. Amen. And because God sees that, he sends preparation. Because you're an angelic being, a heavenly being. Amen. That's all-seeing eye that tracks every move of the devil, that drops it down. Amen. To the word of prophet on the earth, that he looks out there and see the on the horizon the type of damage that this thing might do if people are not prepared. There's a certain kind of preparation needed. The Bible said this beast, this power that is coming, is going to come through certain channels. It'll change laws. It'll change times. It will rule kings. Is that right? It will destroy other powers. What is it doing? Strengthening itself. Establishing its kingdom first. Putting himself in a strong position where it can control the economy. Is that right? Where it can control the armies. So it can make the people feel at peace. When you want to make them feel at peace? Because he has the armies in his hands. The kings of the earth have given the strength and the power to him. He can start a war and stop a war. People who want to play hard and bad, you know what you want to do? They start war in your place. And all of your build-up about to fall down flat in 2 days' time. Devastated under war. I went to myself to see that. Just look out. I'm looking for myself. I beg pardon. Gain life. You see, when people get this false dream that they don't blow their mind with, this denominational dream. Oh, I'm going to have a great time. I tell you, I'm heading for a better time. In this world? No, sir. Prophet of Wednesday falling apart. Who right? You're the prophet. Amen. Let me say the prophet. He was vindicated. He fulfilled the Bible. And any prophet that come out of man, don't say the same thing. He said he's a false prophet. Amen. See? That is why here in the Bible, you watch and see, these were the prophets monitor the progress of the storm. And then they warn the people. And they say, okay, this hurricane is going to hit here by maybe Tuesday afternoon. It's so much a night to cover. It's coming with such a velocity. And the force of it is so much. And then the route is coming, expect the north coast. The whole thing getting vaccinated, evacuate people there, put them down in central, or down in the south. Move them away from there. See? Why? They say, they get in the big chart, and they watch the course, and they put the warning in certain places. Why? They watch it. Well, here it is, friends. You know how they watch that? They know the kind of destruction to bring. It's not a way they have to prove it to bring destruction, you know. Just the destruction is leaving the path coming. Just the power and the momentum and the speed that is building up tell you it's coming. See? And when they look and they see that coming, then they have a alert go out. Put all the emergency units on standby. Make sure everything in place, hospitals, everything, because we're going to have some real damage here. See? Now, if that is showing the natural storm, and people have to make natural preparations for when that storm comes, and they have to make the kind of, they have to get the type of things that would help them survive the type of crisis that is expected. Is that right? If you see people, a man says, here, but here a flashlight. Take some candles. Take some dry food. You know, cereals and so on that will last for days without spoiling. Man says, me, I want that, man. I need that. See? You realize you don't understand what is coming. He hasn't even begin to get a vision, an insight, and the type of thing that's coming. So those were the prophets who foretell the thing for a particular destination after they have discovered it at another destination and knowing the path is coming and when we're going to arrive at that destination. What's that with the Antichrist spirit in the first church is? They tell us in the last day, it will be a beast, you know. It will be a false prophet for a while. It will be crowned. After the conqueror and the conqueror, it'll be given a red horse, a sword. It'll be able to take peace on the earth by the time it reaches that stage. Over here, it'll unite all the powers and control the whole world by the time it comes here. It'll become that strong. You understand what I'm saying? The prophetic word was unfolding the thing that you can know your age. That's why it's good to know your age. If the thing's still in that age, I've seen the red horse down here, boy. It'll be up down here for the next 400 years. Praise the Lord. I'll tell my son to tell his grandson to stop something. Me and my son to live happy. No, that's it. The thing is upon us. It's all around us. We're in the midst of it. And here we are in the midst of it. And we are looking at it. And the power and the influence of the thing is so strong that you see world. Look at the Soviet Union. That after about 40 years after the war there, they put this in a might. But have the whole world trembling with that kind of nuclear arsenal they had up there. And a couple weeks and months, but as that whole bullet war came, coming down all them places, mashed up and went out in different places. See? You could understand that kind of power? That kind of evil? You see a small earthquake on the Richter scale, bust up some big bridges, put on some skyscrapers and different things, and you see the kind of power, earthquake power, When you see economic power unleashed, political power unleashed in the world, when you see business power unleashed in the world and take over, and a society begin to change and a new world begin to emerge right before your eyes. That's what happened in the natural volcano explode and mountain pushing up in the sea before your eyes, so, and the landscape changing. You see the horizon changing, the scenario changing. Let me tell you. When you're sensitive, come again. You feel the earthquake, boy?
The nuclear thing. Is it a thing sick? You can your house shaking, you know. But you can just, all the stuff, jump in the bed inside there. You got your whole interpretation, somebody's coming to the other side. You mean a big earthquake? Mount it, and next month they show you on the fault line. Is there a reason that the activity was so much stronger here because you're wrong this way? See? And that will happen, the world changed the wrong people. And because they can't interpret what happened around them, it don't mean nothing to them. They don't see it. They don't see it. See? And then you are seeing. You are wondering in amazement. Look how people have been under this message all these years. I mean, forget the denominational people. They're already gone. Blind as a bat. There is no one looking for. And then, under the word, you are seeing. Look at the word come. Call people out of these systems to get them ready. Open up the seven seals of the Bible. Show to them the hidden things that God tells Daniel and them to seal up. They're going to come to pass in the end time. And then hear these things that come to pass. And they stare at it and they themselves wondering in amazement. Nah, that can't be that. You know why? Because if that is that, then where your success and your glory and your ambition and your plans and your future and your career going? And then people are going to realize how much the career and the ambition and the future mean to them, if it's not worth future. This is the time when Moses, the shoes you owe the Lord is right here. This is the time when Moses is going to look so and say, that position, man, this year? Because you have chosen the harder way. Because you make this moment. This is a time when men have been anointed to make momentous decisions. Decisions that will make life maybe seemingly harder for them. But bring them into a walk with God that they never had before. Bring them into a place under the influence of God that they never knew before. All that kind of just military and education and different things and antics and everything else. But when you come in there with God, with spiritual power to speak things into existence. A huge portion of heaven. Think of it. They monitor the progress. And when they monitor the progress, ever so often, because of priority, of the emergency, man say, well, I have my calypso, so we have to have David run up our hour this evening. Man say, can't have that. No, we have to inform people where the relief centers are, where it's so happy, we are shut that down. Man, that's what they're coming over the match. They were good match. He said, you gotta shut up that match. We gotta keep people abreast of what's happening here. They have to take priority. See? Why? Because of the progress of the storm is making. Now, when Paul see the storm start up, he said, the mystery of iniquity has already worked. He said, after my departure, what hold you will let me? He said, because I'm the earth right now. It's bound up here. Because I've been taking it to heaven. I speak nothing in the law of the truth. I put it here. I've got no words to seal it up in the Bible. See? But I have it measured. It can't move. As long as I'm wrong, I have it checked. You see, but the day I move from here, they will let loose and just fast the whole thing. He lives in the earth, the understanding. As long as that angel was there with that drawn sword, that silver sword, no man there rise against that thing. And that is why you're watching these things, spiritual things. Daniel and them was watching Paul, watching that beast. Paul knew he didn't want to go to Rome. He wanted to get out of your life. You want to see the church that's raised up there in the heart of that thing. Had a little group of people standing there in the midst of what they were calling the eternal city, with a man who they were calling God, Pontius Maximus, sitting down there, had the whole world under his control. Like people want to go in and see, maybe meet this man, this next man in the White House, Clinton. And you watch those people. You don't underestimate what is happening. Don't underestimate that. When you see the world, it's so exciting, it's so real, it's so alive. When you break in the spirit of revelation, this message is never more alive than it is right now. If you tell us, I know I'm going to realize, no, this message is more alive than it's ever been. This bride is getting more desperation than she ever get before. Because now she sees clearer and clearer and clearer as the advances. Because the thing mature, it's showing itself. It can't hide itself no more. See? It's characteristic, the demon trait. And that is the difference. So, we have to understand what it is we are looking at. This beast here in the scripture, Daniel saw it. Now, God had a purpose for revealing these things to Daniel and them. God was forewarning. God was foretelling the thing before it happened. God was putting in the word the revelation that's going to save the church in their hour. There will know these things are to be. Expect these things in a certain day. And where they begin to take form and shape, God is going to have messengers there to identify that thing. Think of all those reformers like Luther, protest the Catholic Church, believing that was that beast he was reading in the Bible. Think of Wesley and blast that thing, believing that was the thing they saw in the Bible. Yet they were not the messengers to reveal it. It was that one of those angels who revealed a great house, who revealed the future home, who the bones of worship. One who is a prophet, not a reformer. Who was going to reveal that mystery? So John wouldn't wonder no more who the beast was. Let's read Romans 7:8. Let's read them scripture quickly. Just focus back to our base here. I want to say the storm is coming with such power that everything in its path will be devastated. And I'm saying you better monitor the progress of your preparation as you are receiving understanding of the progress of that storm and the path and the channel through which it's coming and the momentum that it is gaining. Because when that storm hit and you prepared for it, that's it. Remember the message was sent for what? Preparation. That's why the message was sent quite 1963. God gave us over 30 years. So to know it is coming. Many people wait until they know she is coming and then they still ain't sure it's coming yet. And all around them be expecting it. But God, in his grace, gave the church a space of time knowing at what time he's going to fully hit. Revelation 17, verse 1. And there came one of the seven angels who had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come here, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore. Notice who is revealing this? One of those angels who had the seven vials. He revealed to John. Not some system, not some group of men somewhere. He's given to one man. I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of our fornication. Joseph drunken them before they begin to worship her. That was the plan. The whole plan was to get them drunk first. And to get them drunk, she had to mingle the wine in her cup. And she had to get them to come to her feast and serve them that wine to get them drunk. Then they started to wander after her. Then they started to worship this thing. Because they're drunk now. They're drunk in stupor. See? All the inhabitants of the earth. So it carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Here we come back to this beast again. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color. As I told you, that is the official colors of the Vatican, purple and scarlet. Red. And bedecked with gold, precious stones, and pearls. When you read Revelation 18, she's dealing all these things. Having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great. Not Babylon the Great, but this one is Mystery. This one, the original Babylon, fell long, long ago. That was the head of gold. But this one is a Babylon too. But it's called Mystery Babylon. Because something of the first one, the head of gold, is still here in this one. The mother of harlots, that means she has daughters. You got harlots, she's prostitutes. She's the great whore. Her daughter is harlots. And because you can't be a mother unless you have children. And abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. This woman killed a lot of people. Yet she has global influence. Yet she's admired and respected. Yet all the kings of the earth, all the leaders of the nations, but their esteem are so high because they have no esteem for the church. So she can be drunk with it. They don't mind. Once they get her money, once they live in her power, they don't mind. See? So look. He says, and when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. You get wonder. And the angel said unto me, why didst thou wonder? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and of the beast. Now what's this? All the inhabitants of the earth is drunk with his wine. He's wondering at her influence. The angel don't tell the whole earth it, you know. He tell him it. He said, I will tell you. I will tell you the mystery of the woman and the beast that carries her, which had 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition, into hell. And they shall dwell on the earth, shall wonder. Now we come back to this again. They that dwell on the earth shall what? Wonder. You mean they have no revelation? They're guessing, they're hoping maybe it could be that. Well, it could be this. They're not certain. It could be good. Well, yes, sir. You can't criticize it. You've got to be careful. See? They're wondering. But the thing is being revealed. He's telling them. He said, behold the beast that was and is not. And yet is. How could it be was, is not, but yet is? The closed things. The outward that people identify by things. We'll get this. The beast had a deadly wound, but it was healed. And the world wonder after it. Let's go a little further. And here is the man which has wisdom now. Not education. The first gift of the Spirit. First Corinthians 12, wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings, five are fallen. And one is, that's why John is getting his revelation, the eyes of partners. And the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is of the eighth. Now we're getting something here. It was, is not, but yet is. And now he's telling, he says, when this one comes, the beast that was and is not, even he's of the eighth. In other words, he's going to continue on, and of the seven, and go into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings. We get all of them in Daniel already. Who have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings. 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind. And shall give their power and strength unto the beast. See, like I said, just now, all the armies, like Hitler, Mussolini, all them back in that time, had given the strength and power to the beast, and the beast was able to work her will and her scheme among the nations by using the influence and the power and the armies and the governments of these dictators. So I have not seen her, and you've seen them, those men acting like Ahab. She signed the Ahab name, she didn't have an Ahab seal. But it was that woman Jezebel who was behind the throne. She was the one manipulating things. She was the one pulling the strings. See? Or what? Something in verse 18, she will tell me. I want to get that because to be my point. And the woman whom thou sawest is that great city which ruleth over kings, the kings of the earth. This woman sitting on seven mountains. This one that the whole world is wondering after, who is drunken holder, who the kings give the strength and power to. Geographically, there's only two cities in the entire world that sit on seven hills. One is Cincinnati in Ohio, and the other one is Rome in Italy. But Cincinnati in Ohio have nothing to do with martyrs of Jesus. That's in America, and America is just about 220 years old after Columbus arrived there and met the Red Indians and there. Well, what's something? But Rome was the one who persecuted and killed, according to Fox's Book of Martyrs, over 68 million Christians in that ages, and was the one that all that Jesus died under as well, suffering capital punishment. Is that right? So if this woman is stronger, and then she's the one, because right here in Rome, you have the Vatican, which is a nation in a nation. She has her own ambassadors that she sends to nations around the world, and she receives ambassadors from other nations around the world in that very city. And right inside of there, they have all the immunity and everything else, where he is reigning with a triple crown, saying he is there instead of the Son of God. The Pope. Now what? Now sometimes it's good to know some history, it's not good to know some social studies. But when you do this, because people don't realize how big the Roman Catholic Church is. It's over 1 billion people on the planet. Almost one fifth of the world's population is Catholic. In every archdiocese that they have, you take every Catholic church, which is running the millions in the earth. I'm talking about buildings and land, and then you try to see the kind of wealth of these people. Then you want to come apart with one street, one property with your own street. And the thing is, that office, the man is considered to be infallible. Or whatever he says, that's God's word. Whether he speaks against the word of God or not. They don't care what the man says. The church is right. God gives the church to interpret what God says. So you have to pick with the church and even above the Word of God. And that is part of what they've established. Now look, sometimes people, you know, in their own little world, people go, I'm deceived. And I'll make some statement last week, Revelation 17 deals with the Roman Catholic Church. Revelation 18 deals not much with the Catholic Church as a religious institution, but deals with the Catholic Church as an economic power. And I was saying, some people, you will never get deceived by Revelation 17. But hook, line, and sinker, you support Revelation 18. You know why? It's the same man with a turned back collar come back out with a three-piece business suit. Talking to you. But you find it easier to get along with a man wearing the business suit than the gun and the turned back collar. Now what? Because man, the judge, has to be out with appearance. And the reason the world is being deceived by the beast that was and is not but yet is because she changed her outward texture, but still the same person. But God, don't judge by the outward. You want the whole world today. Every product you have in the market, same old product, even get worse. But the box new. Paint up the box. They redo the box. Put brighter colors in the box. Put different information in the box. And make you pay more money for it. Just repackage the same old thing, and people run out feel like life. And man, new improved formula. The meaning of the box. The box is a new improved box. But the world in this age has been cultured to go after that. That's why God tells Samuel. He says, I don't look after those appearance. You gotta look on the heart. And right here, it lays a revelation for us in the world to see something. Let me read a couple more scriptures here with you, please. Revelation 12. I want to bring to you how the whole world is prophesied to be deceived. Don't look for no big salvation of the world and a lot of people, but that's not promised in the Bible. You hear people say, we want to win this country for Jesus. What country are going to win for Jesus? What country can we win for Jesus? The kingdom of the world belongs to Satan. We offer him to Jesus, and Jesus himself didn't want it. You know what I'm saying? No, it sounds good, and it sounds like Jesus loves us, but it's mass deception. Revelation 12. Let's look and see. The world is promised to deceive. But what? That angel tells John, say, you will not wonder. I'll reveal something to you. Revelation 12. And let's take from verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels. The same dragon, we are told in Revelation 12 verse 3. Had 7 heads and 10 horns. So now we are seeing this dragon who gave power to the beast, this beast attacked the woman, and we are understanding the power that works in that institution. It is demonic power. There's war in heaven, Michael and his dragon, angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place strong anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, and who deceived them. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So here we are being told that this great dragon, who had 7 heads and 10 horns, this beast that we are looking at, with 7 heads and 10 horns, listen carefully, is called the devil, the old serpent, and Satan, who deceived what? The whole world. Revelation 3. Verse 10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world. To do what? Try them that dwell upon the earth. There's an hour. Now get my tone and follow me. We are looking at the whole world is prophesied to be deceived when in the last days. Because this fourth beast is going to do what? Devour the whole earth. She will destroy wonderfully. By a policy. She will take the whole thing in my flatteries. She will deceive the whole world. This power that moves in this city, that is seated in seven hills, that has the blood of the saints and the martyrs in it, that power was going to be uncovered by that angel. He's going to reveal that power was none other than the devil himself, who was cast into the earth, who came into that system, because Babylon, as I told you, Mr. Babylon, the reason it's called Mr. Babylon is because it had something of the original Babylon. The original Babylon was the place where satanic religion started in the earth. It was in Babylon that came from one god to many gods in the earth. It was in Babylon when Nimrod, when Belcush, Nimrod's father, came up with this thing to lead people away from God and brought them into apostasy. It was Babylon that was an impersonation of the heavenly Jerusalem that is built on a river, where the river flowed to the throne. Because Satan has nothing original. His seat was in Babylon. But in the last days, you will see how his seat end up in Rome. And that's where he's seated. And that's where the power of that dragon that is working through that beast. Satan with all his demonic power to deceive is working through that system. Is anointing the whole world. What? And we are told in Daniel, this beast will be here in the earth. There's only four kingdoms. And each one was a literal kingdom. Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome. The fifth kingdom was the God of heaven coming to establish his own kingdom. If the first part of the world kingdom, then this has to be a little kingdom too. It was promised in David, the son of David is going to have a throne. So listen. So we're not in the time of when Babylon is ruling, we're not in the time of when Media Persia is ruling, we're not in the time when Greece is ruling. The Roman power was right down into the very toes when the rock came to set up his own kingdom. That means that fourth power never went out of existence. But it's not pagan Rome today. Yet, it's still the same power. And that's why it's described that way. The beast that was, it was pagan Rome. It's not pagan Rome, yet it's still pagan Rome. It's papal Rome today. Instead of Caesar's kings, they are popes. The eighth is of the seventh. See? Because the same spirit continues on when it changes from a political empire to an ecclesiastical empire. And today, it's not just conquering a few territories, it's going to conquer the whole planet. That man has spread across the face of the earth today. People all over Trinidad here now. We had no people back in Jesus' time. And it is the chief religion right here, in this little dot. Think of it. It staggers the mind. But verse 10 says, Revelation 3, because thou hast kept talking to the believer here. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation. And Jesus is talking about the certain hour, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell on the earth. What, where that hour is? What's the next verse? Behold, I come. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. That is right at the door of the coming of the Lord. That hour of temptation. Right after it. Behold, I come quickly. What? He's going to do what? Try all that dwell on the earth. Now we are already told the whole world will be deceived. But this is the temptation of the world here. And this is the fall of the world. You know what I'm saying? Let me get plain to you. The hour is here. What is coming in? What the storm I'm talking about? That you feel the effects of it. What has been trapped all the way? What we have been told to prepare for? And whether we are prepared for it or not, what is upon us is going to be the fall, the temptation of the whole world, and the whole world will not overcome the temptation. The whole world will fall. But you who kept the word of my patience, read after me something else too. I will keep you. I will keep you. I give you my word first. I make you separate from all unbelief. I make you walk in that word. And when the whole world, when that temptation come upon it, I'm gonna break on the temptation here. What is coming? The temptation that is being presented to people right now. It's going back to the original temptation. Lust of the flesh. Lust of the eyes. The pride of life. The world and the things that are. That is what Eve lost in the garden. She saw it was good for food. It's pleasant to the eyes. She desired that she was going to become a little wiser. Is that right? See? Taking the offer of Jesus. Turn the stone into bread. Bow down with me. I have your power. You become the king of all the kingdoms of the world. See? What? The temptation. And it's coming in the form of progress. Luke. 21. Jesus spoke of the day. Remember, that is not a past age that we talk about. That is this age. And that is not the tribulation period, because the tribulation period is judgment upon all the rejecters of the world. Before you get judged, you're going to reject the world. And to reject the world is accept what the world offers. Remember this message, put the blood in the hands of the generation. What shall we do with Jesus called Christ? They're turning them back for the world system. Because this is telling you, squeeze, rejection, fighting the outside, gain the reproach, going beyond the camp. Not to say, stay in the camp, which is peace is good. Prosperity, security, peace, economic progress is what he's given the world. Like he offered Jesus, turn the stone to bread. Like he offered eat and be pleasant to him. Watch where he's coming and offering them now today. Look how those little things evolve. Who evolved today? Giving them the same thing again. The whole world is changed. Let's take on verse 25. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon. Jesus giving end time signs here. And in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity,
sea and the waves roaring. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man come in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spoke unto them a parable. Behold, a fig tree and all the trees. Now watch it here. The fig tree, Israel, and all the trees, Gentile nations. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own self that summer is nigh at hand. So also you. When you see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. When you see all this moon blackout, you see the Son of Man coming in a cloud, you see all these things, you look up and you know redemption is right now. When you see the people that brought Israel back in your homeland, when you see all of these Gentile nations having a revival, that servant going out at supper time there, see? Then you know that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your heart be overcharged with the fighting and drunkenness and cares of this. Now we just received drunk in the whole nation, the whole world, eh? Do the things not for drunkenness alone, you know. Not really and spiritually, they are so intoxicated. And cares of this life, so that that day come upon you unaware. You mean to say that day being spoken of, being told what to look for, showing us this time, when this is going to come to pass, know the kingdom of God in hand, and yet that same day will come unaware? For like a snare, it shall come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Revelation 12 says the whole world will be deceived. Revelation 3:10 says, a temptation will come upon all them that dwell on the earth. Revelation 17:8 says, they that dwell on the earth shall wonder because their name is not in the book. Revelation 17:8 says, all them that dwell on the earth wonder after it and worship it. All that dwell on the earth, all that dwell on the earth, all that dwell on the earth, all that dwell on the earth. But you, John, you will wonder. Lord, darkness on the earth, people, but you arise and shine, your light has come. The whole world is to be deceived. A time of great deception. What is the form the deception is going to come to? They wouldn't know the beast that was and is not, but yet is. The whole world is to be deceived. We believe that. The time of the great deception. That day when you see them signs, when you see that picture being above, when you see that Son of Man come to the cloud of the glory, that's the time of that deception. The time of the fourth kingdom. Is now the time of the fourth kingdom? Is now the time of the picture put for the bottom? Is now the time of when the Son of Man come to the cloud of the glory? Is now the time God's darkness and all the people? With the 7 days black off? Is the last day given Christ from the outside of the church? Yeah. Put out? Can't get back to his own church? Yeah. In that time, there will be a call, come out of Babylon, come out of my people. That angel will uncover the mystery that will make us separate from it. Is that message come from? For like a snare it shall come upon all them that dwell on the earth. Look at Jesus here in Luke 21, talking about a time when the snare will come. In Revelation 3:10, the same Jesus come back and say, and that hour will come when the whole world, the hour of temptation, to try all them
but I will keep you in that hour. So you will not be taken in the snare. For it is kind of like a snare. Watch now. Watch you therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to what? All these things. That's the rapture right there. The escape is by the rapture. The rapture takes you out. That shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man. The same message that opened up these things, the same message that called to Babylon, is the same message, the shout that is gathering the people to set them in order for the rapture. How could somebody sit on this message? See then the fourth kingdom. See the beast in the earth. See its power. See its global influence. See it dividing the land right now. See it setting up the new trade zone. See the ecumenical move coming to force the thing on the people. See the anointing around the world upon these people, bringing the new laws in different countries to go together with the new zones and these things coming in, and the new markets being set up. The new world order is coming in. How could we sit and see that? Be under this message and see the day. See all these scriptures here in Daniel and Revelation, in the New Testament of Jesus speaking, and then reality around us. And then not be prepared when we are seeing exactly the hour of crisis that and devastation that storm was going to bring, and the very channel. And notice this now, the reason they are being deceived, they don't know that beast that was and is not, but yet is. They don't understand how it was almost died, but it came back alive. Think of it. A lot of the people know it religiously, but they don't know it economically. And there were all these denominations who take the mark and who reject the Holy Spirit. They get on track, they protest in the Catholic Church, all these things, and yet they're going straight in the same thing. You know why? Because they get inside of financially. And because this age, the love of money is the root of all evil, and the trust in uncertain riches in the denominations, Laodicea is rich and increased good. The rich young ruler was religious to the core, moral, kept all the commandments, but failed to follow the ministry of the Son of Man. Type in the page. Understand? Understand what leadership is? Leadership is the man when he walked away, when Jesus said he left treasures in heaven. He died in his soul of flesh had surely died. Alive in his body, went on and prospered. But it was impossible to be saved. Think of where we place in this here. What's the reality of this place? See this make up, Matthew 24, last one. I'm close to it. How many know Matthew 24, the seven seals? Now let's bring on a little finer here now. So you see at what time it comes in Matthew 24. You know Matthew 24, verse 4 and 5, the first seal. Take heed that no man deceive you. Then verse 6 and 7, wars and rumors of wars, red horse, second seal. Then you have verse 7, first part, there shall be famine, third seal. Then the second part of verse 7, the last part there, pestilences, fourth seal. All these are the beginning of sorrows. See? Then from 9 to 13, fifth seal, they shall deliver you, afflicted, they shall kill you, hatred of all nations, out of the slaughter of 6 million Jews.
And then Matthew 24, 29 to 31, 6 seals. And right between that 6 seal, between the feast of the trumpets, the Jews being killed in the war, be rushed back to the homeland until the 6 seal, where he will send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet to gather the elect from the four ends of the earth. Between that time, between amateur tribulation and great tribulation, Matthew 24, I'm going to read from verse 21. But let's look at verse 15, because all that comes right in there. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whosoever readeth, let him understand. Then let them who are in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him who is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto those who are with child, and to those who give succor, nurse children in those days. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. You cut the work short. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets. Know that these are false Jesuses, false Christ, Christ being anointed one. False Christ, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So what? Right between that time, amateur tribulation, with the Jews being rushed back in the homeland, and before the 144,000 is called out and sealed under the 6th seal, between that time will be the time when the days are cut short, will be the time when the whole world was going to be deceived. If it's possible, even the elect was going to deceive them, was going to be deceived. But what's something? It was possible even the elect would have been deceived too. But notice, we just find, we take all the other scriptures and show, the whole world is going to be deceived. But the elect, I will keep in our temptation. Here, is there your conquered the world is to escape them things. Angel tell John, don't wonder, I'll show it to you. Over here, if it's possible even the elect would be caught it, but the elect is going to get the revelation. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, watch that revelation come forth. And uncover to us the whore, the harlot, the beast that carried her, the cause to come out of Babylon and separate from all organizations. Is that right? Begin to show to us how she, that fourth kingdom that never went out of existence. Is that right? Opening up these things and covering it to us that we will not be caught in the darkness. We will not give support to that system. Look. He goes on. Behold, I have told you before. That was in Matthew 7, where you teach him about false prophets and so on. How are they going to come? But you'll know them by the fruit that they bear. A treason by the fruit. Wherefore they shall say unto you, behold, he's in the desert. Go not forth. Behold, he's in the secret chambers. Believe it not. For the lightning cometh out of the east and shines unto the west. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. When you shall see him come with power and great glory in a cloud. Look up. So shall his coming be. And when it comes, wherever the carcass is, there will the eagles, the prophetic class, the eagle age, There will they be gathered together. They'll be feeding on something at the coming of the Son of Man. When it comes to that book of redemption open, when the seven thunders utter their voices, when that comes forth, when that great white eagle himself begins to descend in the eagle age. Remember the last beast was the eagle. I'm talking about Revelation, you know I'm talking about, I don't want to confuse the scriptures, I'm talking about Revelation 6. Four cherubim, lamb, ox, man, and eagle. Had no more beast after the eagle. When this message goes on the Jewish side, is eagle prophet. On the Gentile side, at the coming of the Lord, eagle prophet. And between the Gentile prophet and the Jewish prophet, where the carcass is dealt, eagles begin together. Eagles what? All the first two beasts, lamb, ox, man was what? Earthbound. Eagle was fly. The age of the rapture. The rapture of the church, the going of the church, was going to come out. You are conquered worthy to escape those things that is coming. The eagle had the prophetic vision to see and to understand the mystery of those things that are near taken in the whole world. So friends, watch. What are we trying to prove to you here? The whole world was to be deceived. Then the time of that deception was in the fourth kingdom. And the fourth kingdom, at what time in the fourth kingdom? Fourth kingdom starts in Jesus' time, because Romans had killed Jesus. But go all the way until the second coming. But at what time? Between Israel going back in the homeland, the figure put in first bottle, and the great tribulation. Between amateur tribulation and great tribulation, that was it. False prophets and false Christ going to rise up. But remember, false prophets only come after the true prophet. You don't have a false prophet unless you have a true prophet. Who came first? Moses or Balaam? Moses. See? Who came first? Elijah or Zedekiah? Elijah. Who came first? Jeremiah or Hananiah? Jeremiah. God sent the true prophets first. So right here we see in that eagle age, there is going to be so much deception that people are not going to be interested in the word. They are not going to be interested in the things that uncover and unmask this deception. So we see the world is to be deceived. We see the time when it is to be deceived. We see the form that the deception is going to come to. What are they wondering over? They're wondering over the beast that was and is not, but yet is. Because it has changed its form, and they don't know it in that form, yet it's still the same beast. And who are the ones to escape? There are some ones who are going to escape that deception. Because that mystery was to be unveiled before them. Later in the week, we're going to have about 3-4 days where we're going to take it in a better way to make it a little plainer to you. But I'm just going to read something here for you that to throw a little light on it, that it can really help you seek a cleaner by God's grace. I want to read out of these seven churches book. I started to read it the other day and I stopped. Okay. Quickly. I'm finished. So you could just give me a last bit of energy here. Focus your attention. Page 192. We're talking about Pergamos age. Pergamos, you had Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea. We're in the last age. Pergamos means married. It was pagan Rome all the way until Pergamos. Something happened in Pergamos age that church and state was married. This beast was a pagan power.
take on a Christian image. Listen. That the church and state would come together was truly foreknown of the Lord. The very name Pergamos means thoroughly married, and indeed state and church were married. Religion, politics and religion were united. The offspring of that union have been consistently the most terrible hybrids the world has ever seen. The truth is not in them, but all the evil ways of Cain, the first hybrid is. False religion, but kill his brother, shed blood. Exactly the picture right here. Now, not only was state and church wedded in this age, but the Babylonian religion was officially joined to the first church. Satan now had access to the name of Christ, and he was enthroned as God in worship. With the help of federal aid and the churches fell at the beautiful buildings, which were lined with altars of white marble, images of departed saints, and right in this age is when the beast of Revelation 13 that was wounded to death, the pagan Roman Empire, came back to life and power as the Holy Roman Empire. Rome as a material nation had suffered much depletion and soon would suffer it completely, but it mattered not now, for her religious empire would keep her on top of the world, governing from the inside, where she would not appear to do so from the outside. Governing from the inside, but you don't appear to be doing from the outside, because you've seen banks, you've seen oil wells, you've seen business places, department stores, industries, factories, government, kings of the earth. You're not seeing that power. But watch how she's doing it. Watch the deception. He said, let me show you the exact scriptural truth of this matter. For I do not want anyone to think that I am given a revelation of my own, one not found in Scripture. He goes to Daniel chapter 2, takes up the image of Nebuchadnezzar from verse 31 to 45, where it gives the dream and the interpretation that we have been reading the last 50 services. And then he says, herein is revealed an exact account of future unfulfilled history that was prophesied to come upon the earth from the time of Daniel until Jesus would come and reign as son of David. From Daniel's time until Jesus comes to reign, sitting down in Jerusalem, all these things shown. Here we are, looking in the earth. Are we seeing those things? When you look, what do you see? How far you see the storm? Are you seeing the effect of what's coming? Do you understand all the stuff with trade? You can't open the paper because listen, you actually talk about trade. Trade. New markets, CARICOM, this, yes, new zones, Mercosur, NAFTA, you know, the European community, the Asian tigers them out there. Everything. What is happening? See? That tariffs coming off. This coming off, yeah. Learn Spanish. Get close to Venezuela. Now they're setting up new economic ties. Why? You have now to start a work. If you want to prosper, work within your region. See, it's been said. Now I'm saying what you see in the air, the thing is happening. You're seeing the woman mixing the flour, putting the butter, beating it, turning the baking powder, putting the salt, the dough and mix, to put in the oven. That's the fourth seal. The sixth seal is the cake on the table. The world state here. What you see the thing in process being formed before your eyes. When you look at it and you see where it's reached, remember the bride goes before the man of things is reached.
somewhere between the binding of the chains and the revealing of the Antichrist, the church goes in the rapture. The church will not see Rome and the Jews make that covenant. But we are looking and seeing the courtship taking place already. We didn't see the marriage, but we've seen the courtship. I was making a statement to some of the brothers. I said, long ago, people used to see things. And somebody said, this is something happened in Israel, something happened in Rome, something happened in Russia, something happened in America, that's a point of prophecy. But we talk about it. I said, it's happening all around them. And you almost are trying to convince them, look, something has happened to people. People's attention have been diverted somewhere else. That the fulfilling of the world that was supposed to anoint the faith, to show them the hour, to redeem the time, to capitalize on the opportunity, to finish the work. Something has happened to them. The prophet says, people go along and say, wasn't there a rapture supposed to take place? When they find the tribulation period? Like a snare is going to come on the whole world. People who knew about the rapture, supposed to go before the tribulation, understand all that, with all that knowledge, didn't have the faith for the rapture. That knowledge of a rapture, but not the faith for the rapture. Here is revealed the exact account. The time of Daniel until Jesus would come and reign as son of David. It is known as the times of the Gentiles. It had within it four historical divisions, which were known by the dominating empire in each division. Babylonian, Medes and Persian, Grecian and Roman. Then it goes on, the greatest of all these, you know, how is Rome and so on. And then it says, mineral and soil just don't mix and produce constancy and strength. But not only is this so, but most amazing, the last empire, Roman, would endure in its peculiar mixed state right up until Jesus returns. This Roman empire of iron signifying power and great destructive force against opposition, was to be made of two main divisions. And it certainly was, for the empire literally split into two, east and west. Both were very powerful, crushing all before them. But as the glory and power of all empires fail, so this empire began to fall also. Thus, Rome fell. Pagan imperial Rome was no longer iron. She crumbled. She was wounded to death. Rome could not now rule. It was all over. So taught the world. But how wrong the world was. For that head, Rome, though wounded, was not wounded unto death. And then he called West Translation. Of Revelation 33, one of the translators, and he had this translation. The prophet is so impressed with it. It says, and one of their heads appeared to have been mortally wounded, the throat having been slashed, and his death stroke was healed, and the whole earth followed after the wild beast in amazement. People look at Rome, they look at the nation of Italy. And as they look, they do not realize that Rome, with its strict confines, where the Pope has an actual area as his domain, is literally a nation within a nation. And she has ambassadors and receive ambassadors. Papal false Christian Rome, she is even called eternal city, how blasphemous, now controls by religion even more ably than when pagan imperial Rome, controlled by the pure iron of force, Rome took on a new lease on life when Constantine joined church and state, and backed by the union, by force, the spirit that motivated pagan Rome is the same spirit that now motivates false Christian Rome. You can see that is so because you now know that the fourth empire never went out of existence. It just changed in its outward texture. As I told you, look at the things that characterize the fourth empire. What characterized pagan Rome? The sport in the arenas? I said, look what it becomes, the Olympics. Long ago they had some slaves that they put in a fight against one another in the arena. Sport, entertainment. Look at the entertainment industry today. Look what it's here to become, Hollywood. got slavery, the day how sophisticated it is. Orphanages.
You see the picture in the paper is in here, right, Jesse? Of all them boys in the Belmont orphanage there that burned down recently? Drunk of the aqualites and everything else? That's how they get there. Remember the man in Ivory Coast who became president and built a replica of St. Peter Balisca there inside it to put up a whole big bulwark against the Islam in Africa. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And the boy, when he was a little boy, was raised in a Catholic orphanage, engineering the power, become the president, and then build up before he died, and only presidency, and then give it over to the Catholic Church. To serve in the new world order. Take them off the street, but look what they become. Who fed you? Who picked them off the street? Who did this to you? See? What you all doing to the poor people in the society? What you're a home for unwed mothers? We have one. You're a home for the poor on the street? We have one. And they have all these things out there. And they control the politicians. But what make an abomination before God is a false doctrine, our evil intent, the very power that carries her, which is that dragon that came from heaven, all the power to deceive, and how she's manipulating the whole world system today, that the people don't even know this power. All the slave trade, and all the things that is taking place, the very media wars have been fought. Until now, she controls the whole world by information. And she did that years. You know, she doesn't believe in technology and science now. She's a confessional box. All these years, that information has individuals. Know everything that goes on. Let me tell you first. Apart from that being exposed, you need real spiritual power to deal with that. Because that is real demon power. That's real demon power. Look at Jimmy Swaggart and all the people who rise up there and thought the ball is blocking the room left and right. Do you hear the voice of it? Why? I'm more than one week to connect yet. But the only thing that overcome that is my help. They prevail until the Ancient of Days is come. Think of it, friend. Maybe the kids will get ready to sing that. Give us skill and wisdom to understand. May you stand in the ranks of a great army today. May you realize the battle, friends, is getting hot and heavy. May you realize the warfare is against the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eyes. That's the warfare. That is the three temptations, the lust in the Garden of Eden. That is the three temptations Jesus overcome. That is the three temptations of every individual, every church, every minister. Those three temptations. And that is going to take to overcome in the last days. The hour that is coming to try the whole world, all them that dwell upon the face of the earth. As the Holy Spirit give you another bulletin of the progress of the storm, as you see the channel the storm is coming through, as you see the kind of devastation that is locked up and going to be unleashed when the storm hits, is your house in the rock? Have you dug deep enough for you to understand? Where your house built, the difference is where the house is built. All hell is against this truth. That's the reason he's howling, because his team has been uncovered. Think of it.
To be in the empire is not to be a Roman Catholic inside the Roman Catholic Church. That's not a deception, because not even the Protestants will become Catholic. We're not trying to tell you, you know, I pray if I get sick, become a Catholic. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying Reverend 17 never touched you. Reverend 18, have you overcome it? So overcome Reverend 18, you never overcome yourself. You understand that? So overcome Reverend 18, you never overcome yourself. Because Babylon, idolatry, fashion idol, music idol, sport idol, satanic religion. Nimrod, the first one who had put in the warfare, conquest, ambition, Babylon. Median Persian, mathematics, science, education, higher learning. Greece, the Olympics, sport. Rome, art and entertainment, the orgy, sex. Aristocrat, politics, architecture. People just build a little Babylon and say, look at Babylon I've built. Little Nimrod, little Nebuchadnezzar. With the little Babylon. You understand me? Oh, you see? The little seed has all the potential. The little unit has all the characteristics of the bigger unit. The little cell has all the characteristics of the whole big body inside it. That's what we're talking about. Come, my brothers, come. My sisters. Amen. So this week, this coming week, you have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Take a time off. Wait before the Lord. Whether you're in a job, just keep in meditation and prayer. Offer up a little incense. The Lord, the services come this week. Help the church, Lord. The things that the Holy Spirit wants to draw attention to, help us to get under the effect of it. By God's grace, let us look forward in this coming season here, that God give us a lift. Hallelujah. You love Him? Amen. Praise His wonderful name. Hallelujah.
Thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will keep you in the hour of temptation. Oh, we thank God for that this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Temptation that will come upon all the world, He will keep us. Amen. I just want to rest in the arms of His promise this morning. Thank you, Jesus.